Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. And let's continue our study of the operation of the gifts. I want to use this opportunity to answer this question. I just saw it. I've forgotten when you sent it. I don't know if I have answered it in the course of the message, or you still want me to answer. Brother Kelechi, you wrote two times, or maybe two different messages, service. Kelechi, you sent in the prayer. Who is he? Is he here? Sorry, just to be sure you are here. You wrote these questions? Okay, sit down, because I want to answer it so that you can. Is the question still relevant now? Or have I answered you? I should answer.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you. Now, the first question you ask, maybe it is general in the minds of other people. I don't intend to confuse anybody concerning the operation of the gifts. That's why, if you still have any question to ask, feel free and ask, please. And the reason is because we are expecting a mighty revival, an outpour of a glory that will make a difference between imposters, impersonators, and the pride of Jesus Christ. And it's not all Israel that are of Israel. And it's not everyone that is claiming to be a follower of the entire message, follower of the ministry of William Branham, that is actually in the message. There are many people that are following the flesh instead of the message. And there are many of them that even preach what they call the message that have no business whatsoever to be at the pulpit. They are not part of the restoration ministry. And God is going to do something that will cause a separation. And the separation will take place in a way that everybody will know where God is now. Yes, there was a time in Israel that God himself was the one that called Aaron. And other gifted people too. Other ministers who claimed they were ministers, claiming and then frustrating and speaking against Aaron. One day, God came and said, "Oh yeah, let us show the people now who I call. Everyone that is the head of a family, because you are your tribal leaders." Oh yeah. And when I say tribal leaders, you understand what I mean. Everybody claim I have this revelation, and he has followers following him. There are one tribe in the message. Another tribe is called Thunder. Another tribe is called Jehu. Another tribe is called John Ministry. Another one is called Elder David Ministry. Another one is called, you know them more than me. They are all tribal leaders. And another one is called Bride Assembly, Lagos. It's another tribe. Pastor Moses is the tribal leader. Listen, church. And before you know what, in fact, even Aaron was not any tribal leader, sir. Me, I'll not be any tribal leader. I'm a general leader called from God. Like Aaron. And he said, "No one taketh this honor upon himself unless you are called like Aaron." What is the call of Aaron? When you say you are called like Aaron, that is, you will be vindicated. And he said they should bring all their rod of authority. What is it that you have, symbol of your authority? And they brought them all to the ark and left them there. And they say, "Come back later, and then I will show you who I am with." All the other rods dried. Only that of Aaron budded. Then everybody say, "Shut up." When Aaron is talking, shut up. Very soon, God will show. If I am wrong, I'll be anxious to see who is the right person and will line up before him. And if I am right, be ready to line up with what I am preaching. All of you hearing me around the world. Praise the Lord. praise the Lord. And it's not to be proud. It's not to make any claim. But there's nothing reassuring to know that you are in the perfect will of God. And so, when God is going to move, there will be a place of reference. And I'm praying that this church shall be a place of reference. Reference concerning everything about the Christian faith. When they come among us, they will see Christians in character, in appearance, in the way we walk with one another. When they come among us, they will see the operation of the gifts perfectly being operated and operated scripturally. That is why I'm taking so much time and explaining these things. Now, your first question, Brother Kelechi, if I may just ask, please, how long have you been in this ministry? Sorry, just like to ask, how long? How long?
I was born in the Methodist.
Where were you? Which church?
In Imo State.
You came from Imo State. I want to ask you again. In that church, do you operate? Do the gifts? Are there manifestations of the gifts in that church?
Yes.
Like which gifts?
Prophecy and miracles.
Miracles. Yeah. Like anybody that has cripple, when you come there, go jump up.
Like from this was among the church, it's not in one person.
Eh?
It's a kind of around the church, not one person, just the whole church.
Yeah, you know, you said miracle. Just like I'm mentioning one of the miracles now. The blind we see.
Like all the delusions and.
No, you say miracles. I say blind, see there.
I haven't. It's a small.
Has any dead come back to life there?
No.
Deaf began to hear?
Yes.
Somebody who was deaf?
Yes.
Was brought in there?
He was prayed for.
Eh?
The pastor prayed for him and it was there.
What do you mean? They brought the...
No.
He went there and prayed for the person.
Oh, the pastor just prayed for the person over the phone.
Over the phone, yes. And we came back. Praise God. Let's clap our hands now. Within the entire message. We'd love to hear that. Okay, let's go straight to the you said this is your question. You said that the gift of knowledge, that is word of knowledge, includes dreams, visions, hearing audible voices, and that most discernments are actually the operation of the gift of knowledge. Say, my question is this: how then do prophets receive their message? And I just read this, and I know that I spoke last week, Sunday, that every prophet will definitely operate the gift of the word of knowledge. Every prophet will definitely operate the gift of the word of knowledge, but not everyone that operates the gift of the word of knowledge is a prophet. I think I emphasized that last message. And of course, the Bible says so. In Numbers chapter 12, let's read Numbers chapter 12. When God was rebuking Miriam and Aaron over the matter of Moses. This was the way he brought about it from verse 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. And we speak unto him in a dream. So prophets also receive from God by vision and by dream. I hope that is clear. Your second question, you said, when do we now differentiate when a person is operating the gift of knowledge and when he or she is operating the gift of prophecy? I don't know if I'm just following your question. The gift of prophecy is different from the gift of the word of knowledge. So, if I follow your question, there's a mix up here. Because there's no basis to bring the two together. But maybe what you mean is, how do we know when a prophet is prophesying? And how do we know when he is only operating the word of knowledge? Maybe that's what you mean. Thank you. If that's what you mean, you see, there's something about the gift of, there's something about the office of a prophet. I have told you this. Only a prophet has the ability to inquire. When a prophet receives a message through the word of knowledge, maybe he hears a voice. A service is going on. He hears a voice. Or he sees a vision. Every one of us here, those of us that see vision or hear voice, you know, you cannot go beyond what he has shown you. Any other thing you add on top, you are only adding sometimes presumptuously. Sometimes you're just using your understanding to give the interpretation or something like that. But a prophet, that is when that gift, that grace comes in. Only a prophet will see something in a vision and he can say, Lord, what is this? Lord, what is this? Only a prophet will come like our own here. Sometimes he only hears a voice, a name being called, Kelechi, Kelechi. And he will come out. And you tell him, I'm hearing a name, Kelechi, Kelechi. And up to that point, he has not received any message yet. Then when the Kelechi stands up, then he has the ability to ask. There are four of them, four Kelechis here, Lord. Who among them has the message? But me here, five Kelechi will come out. I go say, Tom, whoever is the Kelechi, God will say, you see the difference? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is telling me there is a drunkard in our midst. Let him stand up. He will refuse to stand up. Let him stand up. He will refuse to stand up. Only a prophet can say, Lord, where is he? And the angel will say, follow me. And he will say, you, a drunkard, says the Lord. Only a prophet has that ability. So never you confuse that at all. And then the next question, you said that a prophet is known by his ability to inquire from God. Other people in the Bible, such as Rebecca, also operated in that same dimension, and yet they were not prophets. However, Numbers 12 verse 6 explain how God relates with the prophet. Based on their ability to inquire, we never saw John the Baptist inquire from God, but yet he's a prophet. Can you throw more light, sir? Sorry, I don't understand. Rebecca, which scripture is that? Where did Rebecca, or which Rebecca? Is it the Rebecca, mother of Isaac, or another Rebecca? She prophesied?
No,
she inquired which scripture? Can I get the scripture? Where in the Bible? Okay. Because I don't remember where that happened. Anybody else in the Bible? You know, where is that? Please give the microphone. He's talking. Yes?
Genesis 25:22.
Read it, let me hear.
And the children struggled together with her. Yes. And she said, if it's so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord.
Where did she go to inquire? Where did she go? She went. So she went somewhere. And she must have gone to a prophet. Praise the Lord. So don't confuse it. That doesn't make her a prophet. Even you, every one of us that dream, the reason why God gives us the gift of the word of knowledge, and that is why I say the commonest gift in the Bible is the gift of the word of knowledge. Why? It is the means by which God talks back to anybody relating with him. So you as an individual, you can pray, Lord, I don't understand what is happening to me. And you can go to the Lord in fasting and prayer, and he, God, can talk back to you. He, God, concerning any matter at all, with that same gift of the word of knowledge, but it will not be in the dimension of a prophet. Before you reach that level, you go pray, fast, tire. And when you even speak, you won't even know. He will take you by surprise when he will talk back to you. But a prophet is born a prophet. And that is why I pity all of them that have that grace. It is a grace that, except the person has proper understanding of working with God, can send the person very easily to hell. Because there is nothing he will do that will stop the flow of that gift. He can wake up, go for a program and sleep in a hotel with a woman. Stand up from there and it will still flow. He can finish sleeping with a woman, a prostitute, because any woman that sleeps with a man and you have not married that man, you're a prostitute. What happened? Is it a new revelation? Why you not answer amen? Am I giving a new revelation? You don't know him? No, you are looking at me like, are you all fornicators? And if you are not a fornicator, you jump up, amen! So that one fornicator will know that it is true, then he will repent. So I want to repeat it now. Any man that sleeps with a woman that is not your wife, that woman is a prostitute. Anybody will not say amen. You are an adulterer. You are a fornicator. And the church will say, thank you. That is why people sometimes you hear story in the newspaper, you hear story everywhere, here and here. He says he's a prophet and he's doing this. He's doing a prophet and he's doing this. He must be a devil. He's a devil operating a spiritual gift. Is it possible? It is so. Psalm 68. Open it. Psalm 68, verse 18. That's a mystery. Many people don't know. Thou hast ascended on high. Who is he talking about? It's a prophecy concerning Christ. Because Apostle Paul mentioned it again in Ephesians chapter 4. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yeah. He received gift for the rebellious also. He received gift for the rebellious also, that the Lord God, might dwell among them. Don't you know that he said rain fall on the just and the unjust? But there's a scripture in Matthew chapter 7. Not all that say, Lord, 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 shall enter that kingdom. For many will say that day, was it not in your name I cast out this? Was it not in your name I prophesied? Was it not? Then he will say, get away from me, I didn't know you. Okay. So whenever somebody says, I'm a servant of God, I'm a servant of God, always take note. Just take note. Amen. Just take note. The best thing that can happen to anybody that is gifted is that he is first converted before that grace comes upon him. When an unconverted man or woman has a grace upon him, the devil instead comes and takes over that. You see all manner of things happening in Christianity today. So it's important you take note of that. You said, based on the ability to inquire, we never saw John the Baptist inquire from God. But yet, he is a prophet. Let me make a comment. Let me comment on that quickly. Who is a prophet? A prophet is the one that receives the word of God for his people. A prophet is a man that receives the word of God for his people. After what happened in the Garden of Eden, God separated from man. Before, in the evening, the cool of the evening, he will come in the garden and have fellowship with his children. But sin separated God from man. But God still devised means by which he will still talk to his people. So he raises what we call instruments, vessels, channels, through whom he speaks to his people, because he cannot talk to them directly anymore because of sin. So he raises an office through which he talks to his people. That office is the prophetic office. When Moses was born, he was not a prophet, correct? But there was something special about him that the mother knew. And he protected the boy. And the God also preserved him in his wonderful way. We know the story. But yet, God made him a prophet. And Moses, what made Moses a prophet is that he met with God somewhere and God sent him. You know, with all due respect to the followers of the ministry of William Branham, William Branham, in several places, tried to, in placing the fivefold ministry, he said that the apostle is the sent one. He said the apostle is the sent one because he told the apostles, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. And that is what made them, you know, the sent ones, that made them the apostles. And that is what most inter-message preachers preach. But I think I have also an understanding of who a sent one is. Yes, there is a general commission And it is not only for the apostle, it's for all believers. If not, every preacher will become an apostle. The truth is, a sent one is a prophet. Because they are the only ones God sends. God called Moses. Moses was not in the temple. Moses was not born in the church. Moses only knew that he would be a deliverer according to the prophecy or revelation given to him, or he himself received. Somehow he knew he would be the deliverer of his people. But how it will happen, he didn't know, and he thought that was why they trained him in the Egyptian army. The Egyptians were training him as a heir apparent, being the son of Pharaoh's daughter, for she didn't have any other child other than him. So he was the heir apparent. He was the future Pharaoh. So they were training Moses in the art of battle and in the art of royalty and everything else that a prince is supposed to be taught. And so, but he had it in his mind, with that might he would deliver his people. And he tried it, fighting for his people, and he crashed. For that is not what God has ordained for him. He had forgotten about that ministry totally. And I'm sure, not him or no hope, because this thing happened, and it was 40 years later. You can imagine you, by 40 years, he must have, and he became 80 years old. Praise the Lord. A man that has become 80 years. 80 years. You know he has forgotten about ministry. Anyway, for the purpose of your question, God met him, and we know how he met him, and called him and said, and told him, I have heard the cry of my people. Hallelujah. And I have come down to deliver them. Go. That is the ministry. Go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go so that they will go and worship me. Go. That is what makes him a prophet. The word of the Lord came to him to go and tell his people. And from then on, God did not speak directly to his people. He spoke through Moses. That makes him a prophet. Now, and we all know, until he was so sure, in Deuteronomy 18, he said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. And he was prophesying of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And it came to pass exactly. Now, concerning John the Baptist, scriptures had been there to foretell about that ministry. We see something here. Let's start with Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40. From verse 4, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 3. He said, let me read even from verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, said your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And then we see in John chapter 1 now. Now, in John chapter 1, from verse 19. It says, and this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? That is Elijah. And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. We all know why they were asking that question. When he said, is he Christ? It means they were, Christ is the Messiah. Every Jew was expecting the Messiah. And suddenly somebody appeared on the scene. Are you the one? He said, no. Are you Elijah? They were expecting the coming of Elijah according to the prophecy of Malachi. He said, no. Art thou that prophet? Which prophet? The prophet that Moses prophesied that the Lord your God will raise a prophet like unto me. Are you the one? They are Bible or prophecy students. Are you the one? Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? Who are you? And John said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Elijah. What did he say? He's telling you Isaiah 40 verse 3 prophecy is what I am fulfilling. And it's not just about making a claim. What did the prophecy say? It said, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low. And while he's doing that, he said, and the glory of the Lord shall be manifested. And what was it all about? Let's read it again. Isaiah 40. I love that. Isaiah 40 verse 3. Isaiah 40, yes. Verse 3 again. Let's read it again. See the way he put it. The voice of one that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye. He was here to prepare the way of the Lord. Make it straight in the desert a highway for our God. And these are all symbolic. He was not there with bulldozer and caterpillar making expressway in the desert in Israel there. No. Let's read on. Every valley shall be exalted. The valley there are those who have been oppressed by the religious system, and they are down there. Who we are not in, they will soon become something. And every mountain and hill, all those big Pharisees and Sadducees, shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. It's only John who had that type of ministry that will come with boldness and call the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you generation of vipers. People that we have revered and respected. It takes a ministry, a special ministry, to bring them down. All of a sudden, well, we know what he fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.